Here we go.
Let's shake our sillies out. We're going to shake our sillies out, shake.
Come
shake,
on.
Shake our sillies out, shake our sillies out. Wibble our wobbles away. Well, we've shaken our sillies out. How about we nod our naughties out?
Get them out.
We're going to nod our naughties out. Nod our naughties out. Nod our naughties out. Wibble our wobbles away.
We got
now,
all those naughties
can
out?
We clap our crates out. Let's all clap. We're going to clap. Can you show me how high you can jump? Let's all jump. We're gonna jump our jiggles out. Jump our jiggles out. Jump our jiggles out. Wibble our wobbles away. Well, all that jumping made us really tired. Let's have a stretch and a yawn. We're gonna stretch. Stretch and yawn again.
Actually, it feels good, huh?
Stretch. Stretch.
Now I know I'm so hot. I got these hot legs.
Stretch and yawn again. Wibble our wobbles away.
Ready? Let's get it off.
Shake our sillies out. Shake our sillies out. Shake our sillies out. Wibble our wobbles away. Hey.
Okay. Let's have a seat. There. Now I'm hot again. Does that work for you? Oh, wrong room. It's like, oh man, they're dancing or something in there. Okay, so we're going to kind of try to fly through some of this. It's just a little bit on discipline. And as I was sharing on break, I've seen the change in the little guys as far as discipline. And it used to be, you know, timeouts worked and I don't know, just they had a lot more respect and fear and over authority, and now they don't. And it totally goes back to the parenting, and seriously, not parenting or whatever. But and then we're being restricted within the classrooms, you know, on how to deal with them. And so, but I think I used to say 95% of our problem with disciplining kids having discipline issues and or us having discipline issues in a classroom was the lack of the teachers being prepared, having what they're going to do, having enough and more than enough for these kids to do at that age, variety, and the kids come in and you're not, first of all, maybe you're not there, you're not set up, you're not ready, they rule the room, you know. And so I think if we are setting, you know, being ready, being prepared, that takes away a lot of discipline issues. Will that take away every Johnny that, you know, because now we have a lot of issues that are rampant coming in, autism and ADD and ADHD and OPC. No, I mean, just they've got a label on everything now. And we have so many kids that are labeled with these things, whether true or not, whether it's just a lack of discipline. But what I do know is that in the classroom, we can discipline in love, and whether that means just, you know, moving a child or a touch or, and that's where, you know, a lot of times we pray in the morning that the Lord would give us wisdom on how that child needs discipline. Maybe that child does get spanked a lot and not in love, and so he's brought unresponsive to anything like that. So actually a gentle hand and different way of disciplining works for that child versus one. Anyways, so first of all, though, we cannot expect a child in our classroom to obey rules if they don't know what the rules are. Okay, so simple as that. If you're going to, you know, when I bring in, especially the first few days of like my preschool, but even in Sunday school, we'll sit down during circle time, and especially if I see a bunch of new kids, I'll say, oh man, we should let, or I see one that is doing something right away that's not one of the things we should do. I'll say, oh, we need to go over our rules because we have some new friends here, and they don't know what our rules are. Now, do I have them posted up here? Number one, no. Because they can't read, can they? So I use simple things, you know, just these little sticks. And the kids, you know, I can have the kids help me, depending on. But, you know, we just talk about, you know, number one, our hands. You know what? While we're in class, we use our hands for nice things. When we're at circle time, we sit with our hands here or we pray. Do we hit our friends? Do we take away toys? No, that's not what we use our hands for. So we want to use nice hands, okay, or whatever. Same thing with feet. Ooh, what kind of feet do we use in our classroom? outside feet, running feet. Oh, no. Inside walking feet. Yeah. Do we kick each other with it? No. And I'll have kids go, you kick a ball. Oh, yeah. Outside. But anyways, so they know, you know, and our mouths. Oh, should we use outside yelling voices? Or should we use our inside voices, you know? So just simple things, you know. And while the teacher's talking, we should be listening with our ears, okay? Not talking. We should be listening with our ears. And I always do this 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. And not just eyes and ears, but I just do 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. And so I'll say, okay, when Miss Robin says 1, 2, 3, eyes on me, you have to get your eyes. I want to see your eyes really fast. Okay, and I'll be like, okay, let's practice. Look up. What did your eyes on me? Okay, you guys did not look up. Okay, look down. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Guys weren't very fast. Okay, look. Oh, what's over there? Oh, no. Susie, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. There you go. And so I just have them practice. And then that's it. So when I say 1, 2, 3, eyes on me, I want to see your eyes. And so they're pretty good about it. And then our hearts, just loving each other and being kind to each other and loving Jesus. Okay? So simple little visuals, that's all you need to just remind them of their boundaries. Then you can reiterate, oh, what do we do with our hands? You know, where should our hands be? Should they be on Johnny or Susie, you know, or whatever. So that, and then I do, sometimes I'll do the song, and this is part in your song packet, but I also do this sometimes during the discipline thing, just to show them how we don't want to act. Hello. No. So it goes to, I think, 10 Little Indians or whatever it is. First little frog was a fighter. Second little frog was a bite fighter. Third little frog was a kicker. Fourth little frog was a whiner. Wah! Fifth little frog knew all about Jesus. He was kind and did what pleases. He told the other frogs about the Lord. Now they all soar. Five little froggies hopping down the lane. Their lives are changed. They're not the same. Fighting, biting, kicking, and crying are, oh, I said whining, huh? Crying are gone. Now they all have fun. And I'll just say, is it any fun when we're fighting or biting or kicking or crying? And they're all like, yeah. Okay, so let's have fun and let's talk about Jesus. So it's just a simple song. You guys have it in your song pack. But I use that when I'm describing. So along with that, consequences. Now, at this age group, I don't do a lot of crafts, things that have scissors and glue. And, I mean, depending. Now, five-year-olds, yeah. Three-year-olds, four-year-olds, maybe, depending. But if I am going to do something with glue or glue sticks or scissors and test them on that, no. I will let them know right up the bat, you know, what's going to be the concept. Again, do I wait till we got it all out and little, you know, Joey takes the scissors and he cuts the other kid's paper or he cuts. I've had kids cut kids' hands, okay? So I let them know, ooh, boys and girls, look what we get to use today, scissors. Oh, I don't know if we can do that, though, because we have to be really big kids to do that. And, oh, we are. You are? Okay. Well, then let me tell you. We're going to use these to cut out our little things or whatever, you know, and I'll be like, now. What I'm going to tell you what will happen. What will happen if, or what could happen if we use these wrong? And that's amazing. They'll go, could cut our hair? You could cut hair? Do you think your mom wants you going back with less hair? I don't think so. We're not going to cut hair. It could cut my finger. And then blood everywhere. Oh, and I'll, no. Okay, that could happen. If we don't use them right, and you know, they'll tell you. I mean, they go through it, or you could just. But I'll tell you what will happen if you don't use them right, and you cut somebody's hair, or you cut somebody, or you cut. I take them away, and then you just don't get to do your project. That would be sad, huh? And so that's it. And as simple as that, I let them know what would happen, what could happen, or what will happen. What will happen? That I will take it away. Even if I do little story things, and I give them something to be part of the story, I let them know. You know what? You have this. It's a blower, let's say, or something. And when Miss Robin says, you know, trumpet. Bing, bing, bing. Only when I say trumpet. Okay, let's practice. Trumpet. Bing, bing, bing. And they'll be. Bing. And I'll go, wait. If we blow in somebody's ear, then it's going to hurt their ear and they can't hear the story. And then, oh, I'm so only. And if I hear you blowing it. I guess what's going to happen. Take it away. And guess what? I always have. That has to test me on that, right? Always. So I usually have my first Grace Okay, I'll be tight. Okay, so let's practice trumpet. Okay. Good, great job. Okay, so I start to read and all of a sudden, and I'm like, I haven't even got there, and I'll be like, I didn't hear a horn, did I? Did you guys hear a horn? Oh, that must have been from before because, oh, I thought I heard a horn, and if I heard a horn, I'd have to take away that I didn't hear a horn, right? And they're all like, you know, Miss Robin, not me, you know. And so that's the grace. And then if they do it again, because now they know I heard and, you know. So anyways, but they know that's the consequence. So you need to give them that, you know, what it's going to be. Okay. So along with that, you have issues in your classroom, and we'll talk about that as far as different things that happen and why. But this is one of those things that's really difficult. So Johnny hurt Susie. Susie comes crying, Johnny hit me. And you pull Johnny and Johnny. Now, we say, why did you hit Susie? Okay, what did I tell you before? Who knows why he hit? Maybe he was mad. Maybe he wanted something. Maybe he was just playing too hard. I mean, you know, but more like, so what happened? Tell me what happened. Because a lot of times when they do tell you, you will find out Susie did do this first, or, you know, who knows what the circumstances. Okay, so, but so often we right away go, Johnny, say sorry. Does that solve it? Okay, that's like, let me say I'm driving down the car, driving down the road, and I hit somebody's car, and I get out, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I just did that. And I walk up to his car, and I'm like, sorry. And I go in my car. Did that make that okay? Was sorry good? Did that solve the issue? No, he's probably like, well, okay. Well, what, hey, hello. No, it's not okay. And you ever try to get a kid to say sorry that doesn't really have the heart to say sorry? I mean, it's a heart issue, right? Sorry. Johnny, say it like you mean it. Sorry. Johnny. No, that's not how to say sorry. Sorry. You know what I mean? Then you're doing this whole battleground with him saying sorry, and he's not sorry, you know? So, but you can just, you know, you can say, you know what, Johnny? We need to use nice hands. Let's see, what will make Susie feel better? Susie, what will make you feel better? What would you like Johnny to do? And it's amazing when you work it this way. Susie might say, yeah, he says sorry. And it's amazing because you're not, I don't know if it's just, he'll probably go, sorry. Or, Daddy, don't do it again. Johnny, she doesn't want you to do it again. Will you do it again? Okay, you won't do it again, okay. But you know what? You're addressing it too. So they feel that security. Or I had one girl say, I had one girl that had hurt somebody. And I asked the other girl, well, what would you like her to do? And she said, rub my back. And she didn't even hurt her back, but she's like, rub my back. And I'm like, okay. So I said, can you rub her back? And she goes, no. And I go, oh, and she goes, my arms are broke. I go, your arms are broke? Are you kidding me? When did that happen? And she said, last night I went to the hospital. Really? Oh my goodness. Well, guess what? I didn't know that when we go outside to play, can't play. You'll have to sit on the bench. I didn't know you had broken arms. Okay, so, and we were actually outside. I'm like, you need to sit here because, you know, you can't run with broken arms. You might fall. And so she sat there about 30 seconds, and then I see. But wow, what a story. I was just like, what? I could have sat there and go, no, you're lying. No, you know, but it's just like, oh, okay, well then, oh my goodness, you can't play with broken arms. You know? And the little girl just sat next to her and waited, and then she finally turned to her. Anyways, the issue of having a kid say sorry, but I like to pray with them. Well, let's pray, and Jesus, you know, he forgives you, and do you forgive them? And they'll be like, yeah. And it's just so sweet sometimes to just see, even before they say sorry, the other one says, but I forgive you, you know, even before. And they're off playing. I mean, you know, sometimes because you sit there and you're like, oh, and then they already got it settled, man, and you're inside going like, wait a minute, we didn't. Anyways, little things that go on in the room, you know, usually can be resolved with a little drink. You want a drink? That'll make you feel better. How about a wet, you know, paper towel? I don't usually get Band-Aids unless there's blood, you know, or something. I want a Band-Aid. It's like, oh, there's no blood. It'll be okay. Let's get a wet paper towel. And they're usually good. Okay. Ones that cry and want their mommies. I mean, I've had, you know, kids that, I want my mommy. I want my daddy. And I'll just go, you know what? maybe I can, should you write, you want to write him a note and say, I want you, Mommy? Yeah, and I'll just write it. I want you, Mommy. I go, okay. And then I'll see if I find him, I'll give it to him. I don't say I'm going to go find him. I just say, if I find him, I'll give it to him, okay? Or something like that. And a lot of times that just calms them down. Just, they just get all calmed down. Issues of fighting over toys or things like that, I just take the toy. It's on a time out. What's going on? I want the truck. He took it from me. I want it. Now, of course, if you have the opportunity to get more of those kind of things, great. But here's the issue right now going on. I just go, are you kidding me? Ah! He started a fight. Timeout. And they just look at you like, you're on a timeout. They're fighting over you. And that's it, man. They just watch it. They just sit there and look at it like, and then they go off and it's like, okay, I didn't get in a timeout for fighting, you know what I mean? It was just like, oh, it's fine. So I just put it, because I just figure it isn't going to resolve who had it first usually, or, you know, or sometimes it depends. I mean, sometimes I'll be like, you know what, Susie, how about if you have it 5 minutes and then he can have it in 5 minutes or whatever. Put a timer on, things like that. So anyways, preventive behavior. A lot of times, again, in our classroom, some of the things that happen are because of us not being ready. As teachers, like I said, being ready, being there on time is a big thing. I'm telling you, it's a big thing. Be there on time. Be there before is what I say. Be there before. Be prepared. Have everything there so that when the parents arrive, you're there. You're set up. They don't see. It's so hard being in children's ministry and walking by a room and there's no teacher in there and now I'm appalled that parents will leave their kids in there. Like you go in and there's maybe one parent that's not the parents of these kids. Like it's okay, thinking okay they haven't gone through fingerprint whatever, you know. But I just think oh my goodness. But then where's the teacher? They need to be in there ahead of time. And that because again, whoever's in there first, man, rules the roost. And they see that you're not prepared and ready, and then you're, you know, it's just not worth the, that's craziness, okay? So be prepared. Have a lot of different things. Be prepared. You know, pray yourself. Pray for them all week. Pray for what you're going to be teaching them. God knows that little flock. He knows what, you know, they need to hear and who's going to be there. Classrooms, we can only do so much with our classrooms. You know, we get put in a classroom. It may be huge. It may be small. Smaller classrooms usually bring about, especially if you have a lot of kids, bring about what? Issues of room and my space. And, you know, you put so many kids around a table to do a craft or a coloring. Guess what? You're going to have little issues of fighting. He's in my way. He's coloring on my baby. He took my crayon. You know, and you're just. So the more that you can deal with trying to spread out or have centers or do whatever you can to make it work, the better off you are. But with that, remembering that you might think the room is small, to the eyes of this child, it may be very big, okay? And the reason why I said that is, it was like the Lord had shown me that when I went back to Illinois where I lived, and my husband went back with me and my daughter, I'm just like, well, I'm going to show you my schools and, you know, everywhere I lived, all my houses and everything. And I'm like, I got to show you this hill because down by my house, there was this hill we'd go down and it'd go around, and I biffed it really bad. Like one time, my mom told me not to ride with three people on the banana seat, and we did, and we biffed it down at the bottom. Banana seeds. Okay, so way back in my, anyways, so I'm like, okay, you gotta, so I'm taking them down, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, oh, we passed the street, and I'm like, well, let's go back, I must have missed it. Totally did not miss the street. I'm like, where's the hill? Where's the hill I went down and biffed it? And I mean, it was just like this little, for me, when I was up, I mean, it was like a hill, like, boom, you know, my wheels were going like this. And here's just like this, like, seriously, I thought, did they grade it down or what? Because I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, no way, this is not the hill. But in my mind, and then this huge long driveway that I thought I had, you know, it's just not this long driveway. And I thought it had this because we'd sled down it and everything. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know? And then I'd go to my aunt's house because she had all girls and I had all brothers. And so during Easter break, I'd get to hang out with my girl cousins. And they had this room that was divided. They had four beds in there because there was the four girls, and I loved it. It was just the hugest room, and I had to sleep with one of my brothers when I was young, you know, so I just loved it. Went back to visit them, and I'm like, Neil, you got to see this room. I was like, did you guys put a wall up in here? And they're like, no. And I'm like, is this the same room I used to sleep in? And they're like, yeah. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, it's so small. It was God just showing me, like, that's the perspective of when you're small. Everything just is so much bigger. And so though we as teachers might think, oh, it's so crowded in here, if you leave, you know, and again, if you leave like this kind of a space in a classroom, you've got runways and, you know what I mean, for kids. So you have to just arrange your room, table, so that any way that you can avoid things like that. Because sure enough, they'll find a way, won't they, to make that like, hey, boom, you know, and you're like, okay, so I'm going to block that off, and I'm going to block this off, I'm serious. So just to make, it just brings down the craziness of your room, right, by doing those kind of things. All right. So anyways, you guys can look through the rest of the packets a little bit on, you know, your schedule and just making sure that you're, again, prepared. And why kids misbehave, there's a lot of different reasons, you know, for attention, for leadership, security, and just maybe health, maybe nutrition, maybe they didn't eat that morning, maybe they're getting sick. You know, there's a lot of different things, and just how to maybe help that, having a snack during your, you know, your time that you have them. Those that just are those little attention getters have to have it. Man, first 5 minutes, get them doing something. Give them something to do. Make them a little leader, you know, and stuff. And just ways of helping to maybe work around some of those issues, okay? So with all that said and done, now, the things, some of the stuff I brought were some of the little things I do with my preschoolers or just ideas. I call it sop-up time. So let's say besides your Bible time, let me just show you a few of my Bible. I mean, I do so many different things at Bible time. I can't, you know, how can I even consider bringing half the things? But just, again, ideas of when I'm doing story with them. I might, instead of using a little book, you know, it depends on what you have. Some curriculums are great and whatever. So this one happened to be a book, and I kind of blew up the pictures. And this was on the Good Samaritan. And I love doing this one, actually, with the older groups and having them act it out. But anyway, so what I did is I have the kids, when I'm starting this story, I just tell them when there's something, when you see the happy face, you're like, you'll be like, yay! And when you see sad face, oh, like that. And so I usually have a helper. But anyway, so talking about Jesus, telling the story of the Good Samaritan, and he's walking down the road, and he's singing a happy song, and he's happy, and I'll be like, oh, yay! But then some bad guys come, and they beat him up, boo, or ooh, or, you know, and they're, oh, you know, isn't that sad? And then comes a man, oh, he's coming down the road, and maybe he'll help them, yeah, you know, and just, ooh, 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 you know, just anyways, going through, so I got them going, yay, nay, you know, yay, but then he walked away, and he left them, oh, and then a new one comes, yay, and then he leaves, whoa, and then another one comes, so back and forth, but just getting them to listen and do the yay, nay, woo, woo, whatever it is. Okay, so simple, you know, instead of, because sometimes some of those books have great pictures, but they're like this big, and the kids, you know, when you have like 20 or something. This one I did same thing with Naaman and the little girl, and just, and actually with this one I just talk about, can you imagine being outside and playing, and then all of a sudden soldiers come and take you away from your house, from your mom and dad, from your friends, and you didn't even maybe get a chance to say goodbye. I let them know that she, you know, their mom and dad were, they lived in the land where they believed in God and everything. But this little girl was basically, you know, kidnapped by the soldiers and brought to, you know, Naaman's house. And this guy that had this icky, icky disease all over his body that wasn't incurable. And anyways, and I just go through the story of how this girl shares with him about going to what's his name. And a lot of times what I'll use in this one is I get a sock and some bleach water. And the bleach water makes it look a little yucky, yellow. They don't know it's bleach water, but because when he goes to dip in the Jordan, it's icky looking water, and so I have the sock with the eyes that are permanent, and then the red dots are not. They're like your watercolor marker, and just with him, and like, and I pretend like that's him, and I go, okay. So he had to dip down 7 times. So I take him and I put him in the water, you know. But I make them hold their breath. Okay, ready, go down. One, two, and they do the same thing with three, and now. Depending on how much bleach I have in there and how fast that goes, it might be a boom, 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 you know. So and if slow, I'll just let it kind of sit, you know, by 6 or 7 if I'm like, ooh, it's not coming off. Now is my safety measure in case it just doesn't work, because I don't know why sometimes it's not too, sometimes my bleach is almost ready to go in 2 or 3. I was just like, I haven't got it down yet. But I always have the other side with just the smiley face and clean in case that side isn't clean. So when we go down that last time, they don't even see me. I'm just like, oh, close your eyes and hold your breath. And I just turn it, bring it up, and they don't see. So anyways, they don't notice it. But that's fun to do with them. And then they're like, oh, you know, it's all clean. And kind of as simple as that is, even with the 10 lepers, you know, with the gloves, and you just have them all with this side of your glove, you know, and then they're clean, and just switch your hands, and they're like, oh, they don't even see you do it. They're just like, ooh, Miss Robin. Of course, they'll go, magic. I'll go, no. David and Goliath. I have a huge Goliath. I literally have a huge Goliath that to see how big he is, and so that the kids get a perspective of that. But I use this. I blow up these stories, and I use the rocks. He had the five rocks, and so I have this pouch and five rocks. And so I'll be talking about in the first rock. This is the blue rock, and he's sad because this rock. He's sad because see, God was sad when Israel said they didn't want him to be their king anymore. They wanted another king, a person king, and they wanted Saul. And Saul was going to be their king, and he was going to be the one that would fight for them in their battles instead of God. And that made God really sad. And then this one, and I go, and then what happened is is Saul didn't go out to fight, and the people were scared. You know why they were scared? Because every day this big giant would come out to them. Three, four, four, five, ha, 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 I smell the blood of an Israelite. You know, or just whatever. And he would come out and tell them he was going to beat them up every day to send somebody out to fight. And they were like, oh, nobody can beat him up. You know, so just simple things. And then, but little David, just this little shepherd boy, he was like, I'll go. Green light, I'll go. I'm not afraid of the giant. And he goes to the king and he says, King Saul, I'll go. I'm not afraid. I've got God on my side, you know. And then the red one is the stone. That when he goes up and there's that huge giant. And David says, I come to you in the name of the whatever, Lord. And he throws that stone, and it hits him right in the head and takes him down. Boom. So I just use the colors. And then the orange is, aren't you glad we won? God was on our side. Da, 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 da. Anyway, so just simple ways of doing it. And then I might send home the craft or something with the rocks and give them, like, something colorful to eat, like those, what do you call them? I was going to call them jujubes, but the squishy things, anyways, full of colors or whatever, yeah. So just things like that that bring it out even more. Okay, so anyways, so I have the sop-up bag, and this is a bag that it could be a box, it could be a bag, it could be, I actually have this big, which you guys probably wouldn't want to wear because you're young, but I have an apron, okay, and it has pockets, and inside each pocket is something different, and I mix them up during the week because if they think it's, you know, they'll come pick something out, and they'll think it's the same pocket, it has the same thing because they might want to do that certain thing, so I mix them up. But anyway, so this bag, in this bag, if I want to, like, I'm out of everything, I've done everything, the pastor's going over, I'm going crazy, I have nothing, I always have this, that these are just things that we can do during that time, sop up time, or things that we might have done already but maybe do again, or things that they've learned and we're going to just keep on learning. Okay, so I will just let you, without looking at it, just grab something out of the bag and then I'll show you what I mean. Oh, the ears. Okay, so I have these ears, but what I'll do is I actually have a CD that has sounds, different sounds. Do I have these on wrong? Do I have the same ear? That's terrible. Star Trek, I have the same ears. So I'll tell them we're going to, oh, you ready? You guys got to get your ears on, and we're going to listen and see what kind of sound, things that God made. So I have sounds of whether it's animals or trains or, you know what I mean, just things and see if they can, what was that? And just the time of just sitting there, I have the CD ready to do that. Okay. Oh. So just some ideas for you guys. But these also have some of my songs that we'll maybe do. I've got like, 10, 15 more. Oh, I just love these guys. Have you ever seen Peepers? Hey, guys, what are you doing? You can make whatever voice you want. Hey, guys, what are you doing? I love these guys. And so these guys you can use for memory verse change. You know, hey, can you guys tell me your verse today? He is, you know, or whatever you want to do. Can they say it soft? Mm-hmm. Can you guys say it soft? He is red. You guys aren't doing it. Can they? They're not listening. I know. Okay. So anyways, you could do whatever you want with them. You know, you can make them into, you know, whatever. Do they know, what's the name of that little guy that climbed up the tree in our story today? Zacchaeus. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay, so you could do whatever you want with them. Okay, they're just a fun little review thing. They love them. Okay, and you can get, I get those at the dollar store sometimes, two in a pack. Oh, monkey see, monkey do. Okay, now you guys have to stand. Okay, so monkey see, monkey do is just a way of doing memory verses with the kids. And I think it's great that they should hide God's word in their heart. And this is just different ways to do. Now, I may have already done this, or maybe just, if I haven't done it that day, it's a great time to have it in there. So what I, and a lot of times I just say, oh my gosh, you guys have been like monkeys today, just like driving me, just climbing off the walls, hanging out of trees, just going crazy. So as long as you guys are, then you guys have to do monkey see, monkey do. So whatever this monkey is doing, you have to stand like it, and we have to say our verse. And usually I've gone over the verse already, and so we're going to be, so this is it. I don't know where it's found in one of the Gospels, but we'll do it. He is not here, he is risen. Okay, so you have to look like him. I don't know, he's got attitude, does he? And I think because he looks like he has attitude, we should say it, and sometimes with them, I make them do their monkey lips, but whatever you want to do. So, ready? He is not here. He is risen. He threw me off. And then I'll be like, okay. And some of these are sitting down, so I'm not going to make you do these because these would be them on the floor. But just so you see, but we'll do a few standing up ones. You look like a ballerina? Okay, you ready? And maybe we should twirl while we say this one, okay? So here we go. He is not here. He is risen. I only went halfway because of my cord. Ooh. This one's a hard one for them to do. So what I usually do is I go, okay, get your arms up. And when I say one, two, three, get your leg up, and we'll do it really fast because they have a hard time with this bounce. So I'm ready. One, two, three. He is not here. He is risen. Okay, because they just, ooh. This one looks like an Egyptian. So maybe we need to do this with our head while we say it. Okay, so you're right. He is not here. He is risen. So it's just different ways of them saying it. And you guys have these in your, one of the things they gave you, it has a copy of these guys. You would have to, you know, redo it because there was three packs and it should have been in one of your packs. Okay. All right. Let's shake it up. Ooh, I spy. That's as easy as this one. I spy one of my friends in here today who's wearing green. And they look around and they'll name everybody that's wearing green. But or whatever it is, you know, I spy something. But usually it's about, I usually try to do a friend thing, you know, like, I do this with David and Goliath's story, use him, and then the paper towel roll.
Goliath.
Okay, and I usually fix him up so he looks like Goliath and he looks like David. I do this one, I use these for, I have them make and color them up and have a little cellophane, and we use this for spying out the land. And we go outside, and we totally spy out the land, and I usually have fruit hanging in a tree. I usually have a stick there for them to carry. I have it in a bag, so then we'll get it in the bag and have the two boys do it. But the funnest part is getting there. And I mean, and I eat it, and I make sure I'm dressed for it. But I mean, I take them outside the room, and we're like, okay, get some. Okay, make sure no one sees you. Okay, get down. And we do the whole thing. And I mean, I've been on the ground, on your belly. Okay. What did you guys see? Did you guys see a giant? You know, and they're looking. Now, I've had people out there that, the giant come out, oh, they'd be like at the very end, oh, and we just run. All they hear is the voice, and we just go, and we're in the room. Oh my goodness, did you see that? Did you hear that? Well, I was in Belize. I'm like going all the way around this yard, and I told my husband, he's in this room, and I go, when I say, do you guys see any giants? I want you to open up the window and just go, whoa, like that. Do you guys see any giants? No, Hey, wait, do you guys see any giants? You know, three times. I'm like, oh, man, this isn't working. And then he all of a sudden just, you know, wham, and we're like, ah! And I asked him, I'm like, what? He goes, oh, man, the guy from superintendent from the schools was here or whatever. He goes, he's in the office. And I was like, oh, man. So we have fun. Anyway, so you can, but if you, that is a fun story time one because they really like to get into it. They won't forget that, I can't go that far. They won't forget that one because that's one they totally, when you get them going and doing it and acting it, oh my gosh, they just love it. Oh, Froggy, okay, take another one. This Froggy was Five Little Froggies, so we would sing that. Ooh, crayons. This one I just use as, boys and girls. You know who made colors? Who made the colors? Jesus did. And so I'd say, and he made the whole world. Can you tell me something Jesus made that was blue? water, anything, the sky. And so I just kind of go through that. I'll come pull out, ooh, what did God make that was red? Wood. Oh. Usually an apple, strawberry. Well, it's not actually usually one of those I get. But anyway, I'm like, ugh. So, because time's getting short, let me show you. So I have in your packet where it has songs, the 1, 2, 3 song. So I go through that. Those are just things to kill, you know, kill time. But so 1, 2, 3, that's the 1, 2, 3 song, and that's in your pack, and you just, we'll go, I'll do it with you guys right now, so you guys, because I only got like a few more minutes, I want to make sure I get as much in. So anyways, and some of you guys probably have done these songs or known these songs or maybe not, but anyways, so get your fist out to read that. Okay. And you know what? My preschoolers don't care how I sound. So you guys can't either. Okay, ready? Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me. 4 and 5, he's alive. 6 and 7, I'm going to heaven. 8, 9, 10, though I don't know when. Let's try it again. And then we'll go backwards, but I never go backwards with 3, 4-year-olds because they can't do it forward hardly. All right, ready? So 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me. 4 and 5, he's alive. 6 and 7, I'm going to heaven. 8, 9, 10, though I don't know when. 10, 9, 8, Jesus is great. 7 and 6, when I'm in a fix. 5, 4, 3, he rescues me. 2 and 1, because he is God's son. Okay? So 1 through 7, I have a thing here that says 1 through 7, and all I do is if we most likely have gone through creation several times, so these I got off the internet, just like a Google and Days of Creation, and I just printed them. And I think these are great. So usually when I do teach them, I have the visuals, but we also do the motions. So on day 1, God made the night and the day. On day 2, God made the sky and the waters. Day 3, God made the flowers and the trees. Day 4, God made the moon, sun, and stars. Day 5, he made the birds and the fish. Great, because you got 5 fingers, right? Day 6, he made the animal and the man. And day 7, he rested. And I don't close my eyes because he doesn't sleep. I just go, he rested. Okay, so easy, but I mean, they learn them through they see the visual, and they also learn them through their hands, because that, again, kinesthetic, as much as you can get them doing, they'll remember more. 10 Commandments, same thing. I can have them post it with a picture. I think I gave you guys a copy of that. But what I also do is the fingers. So, and you guys may have learned these or may have learned them different. But number 1, there's only 1 true God. Okay? And you're to love only him with all your heart. So there's 1 true God. Number 2 is, they say scissors. cut out idols. Do not make idols. You cut them out. They are not allowed to be in your life, any idols. But I also, and I have the visual shows the number 2 where he's bowing down. Don't bow down to any other god. Number 3, I use this as God has God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and we're not to use his name ever, ever, ever in a bad way. Just like I have 3 names, Robin, Ann, Krause, and I don't like it when somebody teases me and makes fun of my name. Robin, bad baby, but you know, like, I don't like that. Number 4, I use as 4 wheels on a car that take us to church. We're to keep the Sabbath day holy and worship God. Number 5, obey your mom and dad. Number 6, don't kill anybody. Number 6, don't murder. Number 7, mommies and daddies get married and they should never be with anybody else. Number 8, back in the days when people stole, they would cut their fingers off. This person stole twice, 2 times. Number 9, the thumb is lying down. Do not lie. Number 9, do not lie. Number 10, do not covet. I want everything that everybody else has. So, and then I have the 10 plagues. And this was such a cool find. I just love how the way the Lord does. I was in Albertsons. Have you ever been in Albertsons? And these were there on the side of the rack. And it was around Halloween, so I thought, oh, you know, I always look for different things that I can use, even masks. Anyways, these were there, and they were masks, but, and these are the plagues. Yeah. And so, and with it online, I found the song, and it's so, and what I would do with the kids is I would say every time, I say, and Moses told Pharaoh, let them go. So every time I would say, Moses told Pharaoh, you would say, let them go. Okay, so it's in there. It's like, First God sent plague number one, turn the Nile into blood. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
You guys don't sound as good as my preschoolers. Then God sent plague number two, hopping frogs all over you. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number three. I need my paper. Gnats and lice from head to knee, I think it is. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number, not that one. Plague number five. Wait, am I on?
Yeah, number four.
Flies. Oh, it is flies. Filthy flies. Well, let me see it, because I used to know it, but I haven't done it for a little bit. Okay, so, yeah. Then God sent plague number four, filthy flies. Need I say any more or whatever? All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number five. All the livestock up and died. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number six. Boils and sores to make you sick. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let
then God sent plague number seven, hail and lightning down from heaven. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
And I had to make this one because they had something else. I don't know what it was. Then God sent plague number eight, locusts came and surely ate. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number nine, total darkness all the time. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Moses told Pharaoh,
let them go.
Then God sent plague number 10, Pharaoh's son died, so he gave in. All the people in Egypt were feeling pretty low. Finally, Pharaoh
let them go.
Yeah. So you can make these even, and that song's just something you can do with the kids, and they like it. Anyways, okay. Then I have the color song. Remember I was talking about God doing colors? Oh, I'm going to quit here in about 2 minutes because I do this last thing that I do in every class, and I'll need help. This is a song, the color song. And so I usually have kids get their apples ready. Shine them up. Okay. A shiny red apple, a little green frog, big black spots on a small brown dog. Juicy oranges, a bright yellow sun, deep blue sea and some purple plums. Jesus, you sure know how to color. Jesus, you sure know how to color. Jesus, you sure know how to color, color my heart with love. So it's just a color song. Because what I decided is in Sunday school, there's a lot of kids that don't go to a Christian preschool. They go to a preschool. And I rather take time of things like this, as simple as it is, a color song that they learn, a Christian version. The alphabet song, Christian version. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Jesus died for you and me. H-I-J-K-L-M-N, Jesus died for sinful men. Amen. O-P-Q-R-S-T-U, I believe God's word is true. B-N-W, God has promised you. X-Y-Z, a home eternally. So then they'll sing that. I can't even sing hardly half the time the other ABC song because I'm so used to this one. Then when I'll be like, A-B-C, A, like that. Okay. You know what? Oh, that CD, I think that CD. Can you see if it has Gospel Fuzzies on there? Can you read that? Can you put that one on for me? These guys, I didn't even get to do these, but I love doing the Gospel Fuzzies. You guys know those wordless books, colors? And these guys love this. And I do a lot of gospel. I do a lot of wordless book colors with the kids at this age because it's their five main color, a lot of their colors, and I just like to reiterate a lot about that, and they learn a lot. And then at the end of the year, I give them one of these usually. Or, oh, I'm sorry, what number was it? Do you remember?
Three.
Did I get it? Oh, can you push play too?
Gold tells us of God's love. Gold tells us of God's love. He loves you and me. Dark means I have sinned. Dark means I have sinned.
say, Rob, that's fine. Sorry, I'm going to go through the thing. Okay, so I have a bunch of stuff up here, and I'm going to have to stop. But what I'm going to ask is, I think it was your Bible I looked in. Whoever would want to read, but it's Matthew 13:3, and I always end with this. And I'm going to, maybe I need to keep my mic on. Huh? I was going to take it off. Anyways, I end with the sower and the seed. And because we are sowers of God's word into these little kids' hearts, and we do not know. I mean, God only knows at, you know, whatever age. So he knows these kids, and he knows whether their hearts are going to be soft and ready at 3, at 4, at 5, or at 15 or 30. But we're planting that seed right down here through songs and through just love and through, obviously, Bible stories and everything. And so anyway, so I usually end my sessions with acting out the sower and the seed. So what I usually ask is somebody to read and usually stop at each seed, like as it, and usually if you stop before, I'll tell you, oh no, keep going or stop there. But let me, but I have to grab a few things. So No, it has them all, right? Seed 1, 2, it should be, and 13, I mean, keep on going, 13, I start in 13:3 and it goes. That paired, but you'll just do seed one first, yes. Yeah, I'm going to take my shoes off. Cause, okay. All right.
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
Okay. I'm going to be the seed. Okay, so. Go back and forth with some stuff. Okay.
Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
Okay. So here we go. I gotta get my few things ready. Okay.
Fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others.
That's it. That's the third one. Okay, I got these. I'm trying not to get tangled up in this cord. Okay, there we go. Ooh, I am high.
Oh, neighbors. fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear.
Sorry, I have to get all these things on. All right. Okay, last seed. All right. Okay. Okay, wait. Okay. Okay, so that's it. Just remember, I will pray that you're just sowers of this little seed. And you never know which soil it's going to land. And you know what's interesting is sometimes you can almost see, at least it seems like in some of those ages, the ones that hearts are already just like loving Jesus and want to hear about him. And other ones that are totally, you know, not. But doesn't mean that they won't be. You just keep on planting those seeds and pray that the Lord would do that. So anyway, we're a little bit late, so let's pray. Oh, Father, we just thank you again for this time. Lord, take these things, Lord, and just help us to become more equipped for your calling on our lives, Lord, whatever age, whatever area of children's ministry, God, that we would just be those slaves, Lord, ready to be used and just accessible to wherever you want us, Lord, from the oldest to the youngest, from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, just use us. And God, may we just continue to walk in your ways, seek your face, and just yield our spirit to yours, Lord, to whatever you have for us. And again, we just thank you for this time. I pray you would just bless the rest of their day and their week, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.